Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Without the cross of Jesus Christ, we would be lost. And let me just say this to you as we begin our message today. Your life does not belong to you. It belongs to God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and 19, it says what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now, the same standard goes for all humanity. We all belong to God. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the people who dwell therein. Every man, woman, boy, and child belongs to God, both our spirit, our soul, and our body. And every life is planned by God. No one enters into this world without a purpose and a destiny. And you were chosen to fulfill God's plan. Listen to what Ephesians 1 and 11 says. It says, in him we were chosen, having been predestined according to his plan, who works out everything in conformity with his will and his purpose. So we must all understand, for us to reach our full potential in life, number one, we all belong to God. Now, I want you to repeat after me, my life belongs to God. My body, my soul, my mind, and my spirit belong to God. Now, there are many people who don't believe that, and they're living their lives however they please. I mention this song because it brings about so much truth. There was a song in the 70s by the Isley Brothers, and they sang, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. No one can tell you who to sock it to. You've heard other people who say that I am the master of my fate. I'm the captain of this ship. Listen, it's important for you to understand that you have a creator who brought you here into this world for a reason and for a purpose. Every person born has a purpose in life. And that purpose can only be fulfilled as you come to know God through his son, Jesus Christ. And there are not many ways to God. There's only one way. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Bible tells us in Acts 4 and 12, nor is there salvation found in anyone else, for there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to repeat after me. I was chosen by God to fulfill his purpose and to fulfill the potential he has for my life. That's right. But there was something that got in the way of God's creating us to fulfill our purpose, and that is sin. Sin was introduced into the world to every human being. The Bible tells us in Romans 5 and 12, that when Adam sinned, sin entered the entire human race, Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone has sin. And the penalty for sin and death is judgment. Romans 6 and 23 says, for the wages of sin is death. But I'm so glad for the rest of that verse that says, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. The cross is God's greatest demonstration of love and commitment to us fulfilling the destiny that he has for our lives. Listen to what Romans 5, 6, and then 8 says. When we were utterly helpless with no way of escape, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners who had no use for him. God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. God's love transcended our sins, and God made a way for each of us to be born again. But he not only gave us salvation, he also gave us the Holy Spirit. Today we're talking about the power of Pentecost. What does Pentecost mean in our lives? Well, the day of Pentecost was the day when the Holy Spirit came. Jesus had promised that when I go away, I will ask the Father to send another comforter, someone just like me. The Holy Spirit will come, and he will be your teacher. He'll be your guide. He will show you the way. He will even show you things in your future. Well, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit actually came. Jesus said, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and then you shall become my effective witnesses. You see, it's important for each of us to have the Holy Spirit leading and guiding our lives, because we can all desire to serve God. But I want to tell you today that without the power of the Holy Spirit, you won't be able to do it. God requires that we each live a holy life. The Bible says, God says, be holy because I am holy. What does that mean? To live morally pure, to live a perfect life according to his word. You can't do it. But with the power of the Holy Spirit, you can do it. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, you can't live a holy life by yourself. You need the power of the Holy Spirit. And he was sent on the day of Pentecost. Yeah, see, this is very, very important, because when the Holy Spirit came, Jesus was letting us know that we are not slaves to our passions and to our carnal nature. When Jesus Christ came into your life and you were born again, your spirit became born again. You became a new creation in Christ Jesus. But the Bible says your soul or your mind had to be renewed by his word, and your body had to be rendered as dead. So when you're born again, Jesus Christ is in your heart, he's in your life. Your spirit is born again. It's only as you feed on the Bible, you read this word every day, that you begin to change the way God wants you to live. And it's only by the power of the Holy Spirit you can take control of your carnal nature. Listen to what the scripture says about that. In Romans 8 and 12, it says, my brothers and sisters, you have no obligation whatsoever to your old sinful nature to do what it begs you to do. Now, how many of you wrestle with your old nature every day? Let me see your hand. The rest of you are dead. You can't be alive, because every day there's a spiritual battle going on in your life. The Bible says that the flesh fights against the spirit, and the spirit fights against the flesh. And they are always in opposition. Your flesh tells you yes to the things your spirit says no to. Your flesh tells you no to the things the Holy Spirit tells you yes to. There's always conflict in your life. But here we see that we have no obligation to listen to our old sinful nature. Verse 13 goes on to say, "For if you keep on following it, you will be lost and perish. But if through the power of the Holy Spirit you crush it and its evil deeds, then you shall live. For all who are led by the Holy Spirit of God are the children of God." And listen to me, folks. God literally means what he says here. The Holy Spirit is our helper. He will help you to get control of those sinful urges that still reside within you. Now, you were born to fulfill God's plan. However, you were born with a choice. And this is extremely important for us to understand. Because just because you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior does not mean for the rest of your life you're making the right choices. When God saved you, it was his desire for you to obey him in everything. But guess what? He gave you a free choice. You can decide how you want to live. In Deuteronomy 11 and 26 says, "I am giving you the choice today between God's blessing and a curse." Every choice comes with responsibility. It's the will of God for you to obey him. But if we fail to obey God, the Bible says, then we will live with regret. It says in verse 27, "There will be a blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am giving you today, and a curse if you refuse them."
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, what's interesting is the world in which we live today, many people do not put too much stock in what the Bible says. People are making up their own minds with how they want to live and the decisions that they make. In fact, in a national survey conducted by Barna Research among adults, people were asked if they believe that there are moral absolutes that are unchanging or that moral truths is relative to the circumstances. By a 3-to-1 margin, 64% versus 22% of adults said, "Truth is always relative to the person and their situation." The survey also asked people to indicate the basis on which they make their moral and ethical decisions. By far, the most common basis for moral decision-making was doing what feels right in their heart or comfortable in a situation. Oh, my Lord. That's how people are living today. If you follow your heart, you're bound to be in trouble. In Jeremiah 17, in verse 9, it says, "The human heart is most deceitful. It's desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Folks, whether you want to admit it or not, our emotions go up and down. Sometimes they're even affected by the weather. When the sun is shining, you feel great. And when it's cloudy, you feel gloomy. Listen, that is why so many of our relationships are misguided. So many marriages are on the rocks because people are living in relationships based upon their emotions. That was never meant to be, especially marriage. Marriage is a covenant. Marriage is an agreement. Oh, it's very simple to get married, but it's not that easy to just get out of it. It's important for us to realize that we should not allow our relationships to be governed by our hearts. Because your heart is sometimey. Your feelings fluctuate. In 1972, a group called the Stylistics sang this song, "Make Up to Break Up." That's all we do. First you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for fools. Boy, that was a pretty song. And it had very good truth. When you live according to your emotions, you don't know what you want to do. First you like a person, then you dislike a person. First you like a thing, and then you dislike a thing. You know, when we're dealing with the heart and we're following in our heart, though, Jesus shows us a more serious situation with the nature of the heart. In Matthew 15 and 19, he pointed out this fact. He said, from the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, all other sexual immorality, theft, lying, and slander. Your heart will agree with your sinful nature and your carnal mind every single time. Your heart will never agree with what the Word of God says. In that same survey, Barna noted that substantial numbers of Christians believe that activities such as abortion, gay sex, sexual fantasies, cohabitation, drunkenness, and viewing pornography are morally acceptable. He said, without some firm and compelling basis for suggesting that such acts are inappropriate, people are left with philosophies such as, if it feels good, do it. Everyone else is doing it, or as long as it doesn't hurt anyone else, it is permissible. There was another song in the 70s, and the words to that song said something like this: come on and do it, do it, do it till you're satisfied. Whatever it is, do it. Do it till you're satisfied. How many of you lived in the 70s during that time? I'm so glad you made it out. Okay. You see, the carnal mind says, whatever. Do whatever seems right to you, as long as you're not hurting somebody. The carnal mind says, why not legalize marijuana? Why not legalize same-sex marriage? Why not legalize prostitution? Why not legalize anything we want to legalize as long as we're all happy, as long as we're all satisfied? You know, the problem with satisfaction is the flesh cannot be satisfied. Only Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can satisfy your heart. It's only as you give your life to Him and follow His direction and purpose for you that you'll find true satisfaction in life. So if we're not to follow our hearts, then how do we know what to do in life? Well, the Bible is our textbook for success. The Bible says in Joshua 1 and 8, study this book of the law continually, meditate on it day and night so that you may be sure to obey all that is written in it. Only then will you succeed. In Psalm 119 and 105, it says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Folks, if we refuse to obey the words in this book, the Bible, then we're going to regret it. Not only will we regret it, but judgment will come to our lives. Listen to what Proverbs 13 and 13 says. He who despises the word will be destroyed, but he who fears the commandment will be rewarded. And the first commandment that God gives us in his word is that we are to love him with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, and with all of our minds. Come on, let's turn to Matthew 22 and 37. Let's look at that. Everybody turn to Matthew 22 and verse 37. So much of our problems arise from misguided priorities and relationships. We place our friends above our spouses, our boyfriends and our girlfriends above our children. But God is the one who establishes the foundational principles for relationships. Listen to what it says in Matthew 22 and 37. You must love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind. Now repeat after me. I must love the Lord, my God, with all, not some, with all of my heart, with my soul, and all of my mind. Now it goes on to say in verse 38, this is the first and the greatest commandment. In other words, folks, this is the most important thing that God wants you to do. He wants you to love him with all of your heart, not some of your heart, with all of your soul, not some of your mind, but every part of your being. God wants to be first in your life. You see, our relationship with God is the doorway to every other relationship in life. That's important for us to know. Each of us is to have a love relationship with God. Now, what does that mean? That means to spend time with God every single day. How many of you are in a love relationship? Every married person's hand better go up. I helped you with that one. When you're in love with someone, you have to spend time with them every day if possible. Let the men say amen. Let the women say amen. Let those who are not doing it say, oh me. No oh me's, that's good. And when you have a love relationship with God, that means you've got to spend time with him every day. You must take time to pray. I said you must take time to pray every day. Listen, don't visit God only on Sundays. That's not a healthy relationship. Those of you who are married, what if you only visited home once a week? That would never work out. The way we develop our relationship with God is to spend time in prayer. It's by reading the Bible. It's by coming to church. It's by being strengthened and built up by other people. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. When you talk to other people about God and his goodness and what he's doing in your life, you're spending time with God. The Bible says where two or three are together in my name, I'm there. I'm with you right there. So there's a lot to be said about fellowship also in God's house. The other thing is to love God means to obey him. Now, Jesus said in John 14 and 15, if you love me, obey me. Case closed. That is how God determines whether or not you love him, by your obedience.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message today is The Power of the Resurrection, Part 3. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I want to encourage you that God has a plan for your life. Regardless of how things may be going right now, the difficulties and the circumstances and situations you may find yourself in, I want to encourage you to know that God will help you. He will deliver you. He will make a way. Let's pray together. Father, I want to thank you for these faithful listeners.
And I'm asking you right now in the name of your son, Jesus, that you would move on their behalf. Whatever the situation is, change it. Whatever the need is, meet the need. Bless them, my Father, I pray. Draw us closer to you, even as we continue to pray and to seek you for your direction in our lives. Bless us today, in Jesus' name. I believe that God has great things in store for your life. So keep on praying and believing, and keep listening to A Place to Grow. God bless you today.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.